Welcome back. Let's keep this one simple and useful. Right now, there isn't any lesson content provided, so instead of forcing something vague, here's the most important thing to understand. A strong drum and bass lesson needs a clear production target, a specific technique, and something you can actually try inside Ableton straight away. So before you build, mix, or arrange anything, get clear on the focus. Are you learning how to shape drums, write bass movement, control dynamics, build tension, or improve your drop impact? That clarity matters because drum and bass moves fast, and if your goal is blurry, your decisions get blurry too. Inside Ableton, the best progress usually comes from working on one skill at a time. Maybe that means tightening your kick and snare relationship. Maybe it means making your bass feel wider without losing mono weight. Maybe it means building transitions that actually carry energy into the next phrase. Whatever the task is, give it one clear purpose. Here's a practical way to approach it. Open a project and choose one short loop. 8 bars is enough. Load in your core elements. Drums, bass, and one supporting musical part. Nothing extra yet. Then ask yourself what the lesson focus is supposed to be. If it's drums, listen to the groove before touching sound design. If it's bass, listen to the movement before reaching for more layers. If it's arrangement, listen to tension and release before adding more sounds. That order matters. One of the biggest mistakes producers make in DNB is trying to solve everything at once. They tweak the snare, redesign the bass, change the chord, add effects, and rebuild the drop, all in the same 10 minutes. That kills momentum. A cleaner process gives you cleaner results. So here's your first what to listen for moment. Play your loop and focus only on the relationship between kick and snare. Does the groove feel locked? Does the snare land with authority on 2 and 4? In drum and bass, that backbeat is everything. If that snare doesn't feel convincing, the whole track can lose impact, even if the sound design is great. Now a second what to listen for moment. Mute and unmute the bass while the drums are playing. When the bass comes in, does the energy rise in a controlled way, or does the low end just turn into a blur? You want weight, movement, and clarity. That balance is a huge part of professional DNB production. Why this works in DNB is pretty straightforward. The genre relies on precision. Fast tempos leave less room for messy timing, muddy low end, or weak transitions. Small changes make a big difference. A tighter drum pocket, a cleaner sub relationship, or a better call and response in the bass can completely change how powerful the track feels. If you're working in Ableton, use the tools that let you hear decisions clearly. Loop short sections. A/B your changes. Use EQA to check space in the low mids. Use utility to test mono compatibility on bass heavy elements. Use spectrum if you need visual confirmation, but trust your ears first. And don't underestimate gain staging. A lot of problems people think are sound design problems are really level problems. Another good habit is committing early. If you build a drum groove that works, freeze it mentally and stop second guessing it. If your bass movement is strong, move on and build around it. You do not need infinite options. You need momentum. Keep going. Also, quick reminder, don't wait for the project to feel perfect before you call it progress. Clean, focused improvement is how real producers level up. Keep it moving. So for this lesson, the exercise is simple. Open Ableton, build one short DNB loop, and choose only one production target. Maybe it's making the snare hit harder. Maybe it's getting the bass to move without masking the kick. Maybe it's creating a cleaner transition into bar 9. Stay focused on that one goal and make 3 deliberate improvements. When you're done, listen back and ask yourself 3 things. Does it hit harder? Does it feel clearer? Does it make you want to keep building the track? That's the standard. Keep your process focused, keep your ears honest, and keep stacking small wins. That's how strong drum and bass records get made. Now go open the session and put this into practice.